Okay, we're continuing where we left off with Drushas Haran, second Drush, Drush Sheni, in the Mosad Rav Kook's. It's on page Ayin Dalet. We're at the top of page Ayin Dalet. In the Drush Sheni, we're discussing Yaakov and Yitzchak again, and how Hashem made them fight even in utero, which was a sign for the future, because it was an ace. Obviously, babies don't fight in utero. So it was a bit of an ace to show future generations, to show people at the time that these two babies, not just any two babies, they were going to be future nations, and they would be fighting forever and ever until Mashiach comes. Their generations, their kids, their descendants would fight until Mashiach comes, till the very end. And that's why Hashem made the nation for them to fight in utero. And now he's going to talk about, for a second, about the fight with the Sar of Esav. And that is at the top of Ayin Dalet, about Adayin Tzarech Bir, who, that's something more needs explanation, but who, and that is, Ki Masha Shara Es Elokim Ba'ono, that which Yaakov conquered the Malach, Haya Inyan Mo'el Ba'atma, that was something that was not a sign for the future, like Yaakov had that fight with the Malach, some kind of oath or a sign that we should know that they'll fight forever. That was something that was necessary for in and of itself. Ki Malach Ahu Haya Sar Shel Esav, that Malach was the Sar of Esav, K'moshi Yudun or Rabbis Yonos Alech, Chazal tell us. V'chis Shara Alav, and when Yaakov won, Horoshi Yichnio Labal Yenagid B'moshlo Be'esav, it showed that he had subjugated, he had won over the Sar of Esav right then. It's not to tell us something in the future, Bal Hiskim Alabracha Shabircho Yitzchak, to tell us that he, the Malach of Esav, agreed to the bracha that Yitzchak gave him. Like the Pasuk says, that he blessed him there. So that had a point in and of itself, that Esav's Malach should admit to the brachos. And this is similar to what Chazal say, Hashem is not pareah from a nation until he goes after their God, or their power in Shemayim, which are usually the same. So when Yaakov went after the Malach of Esav and he was subjugated to him, so then it'll have a kiyum, I guess, and it'll so the Sar of Esav admitted that the brachos go to Yaakov. Avamasha Akav Achid Babetim, but that which they had the in utero fight, Lohayakim Osmar Alabad. That was just a to show future generations. That was just a sign. Lo Inyan Mo'el Batzim, not something that had its own purpose. That Hashem should have mentioned it in his showing of Yaakov, the chesed he did for Yaakov. This was not in the list, because this wasn't so much a chesed for Yaakov, this was just a sign for the future. Okay. Maybe this is connected to what the Ramban says. The Ramban says a very fascinating thing in Chumash, and he's quoting it here, that when there's Kasher Nasa is a dimyun bepoel, if someone does something that is similar or a hint at something that will be in the future, then it's for sure going to happen. Just as an example, I guess he's going to give you lots of examples, but the idea is, if you want to think of an example, is we have simanim on Rosh Hashanah, right? So we say we'll eat whatever we eat beets, and it'll be a sign that, because it's called silka, and it'll be a sign, she is salku sonenu, that our enemies will go away. So that's doing something, eating a beet is a sign, see, we're eating beets now, and that's like our enemies will go away, so it makes it that, and this is the way some people explain why we do simanim on Rosh Hashanah at all, that if there was a gzeira, that something good should happen to us, and then we do some action that's similar to that, like we do something like we eat the beets that are called silka, which has some zecher to the gzeira that hopefully was put on us that our enemies should go away. So that's what the Ramban says. If you do some action, some action happens in reality that after Hashem makes a gzeira, so then that makes it concretized. That makes it's for sure going to happen, because now it was brought into this world in some way, in a physical way. Therefore, it's now for sure going to happen. So that's what the Ramban says, and he's going to explain that now. Again, Kikasher Nasa is a dimyun b'poel. When some action happens in reality, that happened. Domel Masher Roish Yikula Asid, some similar to something that was going to happen in the future. Then Yiskayim Asid Ahu Al Kapanim, then it's concretized in that future thing that Hashem Midik Zer is going to happen. It's going to happen. Nothing's going to stop it. L'chein Yasser Neviim Ma'isim Nevuas, and that's why Neviim, when they get Nevuah, they do some kind of act to concretize it so that this makes it that the Nevuah can't go back, and it'll for sure happen. K'mayimri Yirmiyahu Shetzivah Baruch, like Yirmiyahu said to Baruch, V'ayak Chaloscha L'kros HaSefer Hazeh, when you finish reading this Sefer, Tikshur Alav Evan, so attach it to a stone, V'ayishlachto Toch Pras, and turn it into Euphrates, V'ayimarta Kacha Tishka Bavel, and say, so too Bavel will sink. You get the idea. It's very similar, really, to what we do on with the Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. We do some kind of act that's a simon to the thing that there, we hope there was some gzera said already on it, and it concretizes it, it makes it for sure going to happen. Same thing with Elisha when he put his arm on the bow. And Elisha told someone to shoot an arrow. And he said, it'll be like an arrow of Chua for Hashem. And the Navi got angry, and he said to hit five or six times. As he kisses Amram, so too you have hit Amram ad kalo, shalosh pamim takas rabam Aram, and you will hit Aram three times. Hine nira, so you see, ki kasher yeyasa izapol meis Hashem izbarach, domal mash yikr basid, when something happens that's similar to what will happen in the future, you hit something, and that's so too they will be hit. So this little act that's just a simon really to what's going to happen in the future, if there was a nevuah that it's supposed to happen, or a gzera that it's supposed to happen, and you do some kind of act that's similar to that, that makes it happen for sure. Therefore, Amar Hashem Yisbarach B'tachos of Yaakov, therefore Hashem said in his, when he was giving Moshe to Yaakov, ki ischasi nimo shebitza emraso v'hichlit k'seiroso sh'yitpos Yaakov malchus kayomis, that Hashem told Yaakov that he did chesed with him, that he made it for sure that Yaakov will get the enduring kingdom, b'achris yimei Esav, at the end of Esav, ki malchus mani posik kvar tafas, because he already had a temporary rulings, lefnei sofo akevo, that which Yaakov held on to Esav when he was in the stomach, remez lamash es nabe Ovadia, that was a hint to what Ovadia said, Yaakov la'esh, v'olo moshiim, that Yaakov would eventually get him in the end. So Hashem wanted to make a hint to the, you know, to make some kind of maisa, like we've been talking about, to do some kind of action that would show, that would bring this into reality to make it that it would for sure happen. So he had Yaakov in utero, made an ace, to hold on to Esav's leg to make it that now it's going to for sure happen. That when Esav would be destroyed and sins would be gone, there would be a Melech B'Israel and Yaakov would get the ultimate kingdom. Okay. So, Amnam, Ron continues. Amnam, Dover Elu Apalim Handimyonim and Mekaimim Ha'asid, Alkopanim, Kedivir Ramban Zal Matmiya. So, the Ron says, it's a very nice idea of the Ramban. I get it, but it's Matmiya. That it should be true is a little surprising. Ki Zem Matel Rifyun Vechulsha. Because then this makes seems like every nevuah that doesn't have some kind of action in it to make it that it for sure is going to happen, make it that it won't necessarily happen. That makes all nevuahs that don't have these actions attached to them be not so sure they're going to happen. Again, it'll make it that actions that don't have, the nevuahs that don't have these actions attached to them, they won't necessarily happen. Because if we get a nevuah that it means it's going to happen, then what do you need some action attached to it to make it that it'll happen? Biktasam, to some nevuahs. Like Kayim Hayyu, to make it that it'll for sure happen. But Kayim Beladav. If nevuahs are for sure going to happen, then you don't need any action attached to it to make it happen. It's going to happen anyway. Nira, Shaisa Chuva Bazat, it appears that the answer to this is, Shapoel Hadimyoni Ahu lo yeyaseh, this type of action doesn't need to be done, kiim bi'udim she'enim b'tivam chezkeyakim, only by nevuahs that are kind of weak, that aren't for sure going to happen. And which are those? V'heim ha'miyadim ra. Those are nevuahs that say bad things in the future. Kiheim eim me'inyonim she'ezkayim wakapanim. Nevuahs like that, I understand, says the Ran, that those may need some help, because those aren't for sure going to happen. If the Hashem says bad things are going to happen, nevuah that a bad will happen won't necessarily happen. Ki lamash Hashem is barach erech apayim. Hashem is erech apayim. Hashem is patient. Im yashav ha'goy ha'myuad hara alav nicham. If whoever he's talking about does tshuva, then Hashem will change his mind. Yashav me'aleim ha'pokashere inu b'ninveh. Just like in the story of Ninveh. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Ninveh. They did tshuva. He didn't destroy Ninveh. So you see, nevuah saying something bad can happen is not necessarily going to happen because the people can do tshuva. So therefore, you can't check whether a Navi is a true Navi when he says something bad is going to happen, because we don't know for sure, no one knows for sure it's going to happen, even if he's a true Navi. But if he does some kind of this act that's similar to that, then yeah, mishpatam kemishpat hayudim atovim. Then it becomes like a nevuah of something good, sheis kaim wakapanim, which will for sure happen. So once you do one of those actions on, let's say, a bad nevuah, then even tshuva won't help. Things going to happen anyway. Therefore, you'll only find these actions by nevuahs that are bad. Ka'omro, like it says, kacha tishka baba v'lo sakum, like Yirmiyahu was saying, nevuah that something bad will happen to Bavel, which happens to be good for us, but I guess bad for them. And maybe if Bavel did tshuva, they wouldn't have had that happen. So once you have this act, that something bad is going to happen to Bavel, once they have the physical act happen, then it's for sure going to occur. V'nin Aram Gamkin, same thing, Aram, im haya yiyud tov liyoash melech Yisrael, kvar haya yiyud ra l'Aram. Like we just mentioned, that even though this is good for the Jews, it's bad for Aram. Maybe Aram will do tshuva. And Hashem won't do what he said, what the bad thing he said was going to do to them. And that's why, in those cases, we needed someone to do some kind of physical action to make it as, I believe, the way I understand it is, and maybe the Rabban says this, is that once you do this action that hints to that future nevuah, it's as if it already started. And once the gzeira started, so it's already in motion, it's not going to go back. So once you have this physical action starting that's similar to the nevuah, it'll for sure happen. Aval hayud hatov, but if Hashem said something good's going to happen, lo yistarch lepol dimyoni lekayem, then we don't need any physical action to start it. Aval ma naaseh, but what are we going to do? For Rambanzal, mamshech seh biyudim hatovim shenamru levram. The Ramban says himself that you need these type of actions by good nevuahs too, like the one sent to Avram. Because in many of them, an action was taken, like the Ramban says, to make it that it'll for sure happen. So basically, since we see that these things were required, these meisim were required even by good things, like I think Avram conquering Eretz Yisrael, right? He said he should go make kinyanim in Eretz Yisrael. There are a bunch of things done even for good things to make it, physical actions to make it that'll for sure happen. So we have to come on to a new answer why you need these special actions to be mechazek, to strengthen the nevuos. Okay, me'ata, and now, shema ma'asho me'o b'zeh. The Ran says, listen up, I'm going to tell you the good answer. V'hu, she'adua, it is known. She'ein miteva ha'yiyud ha'tov le'hizkayim yosr min ha'yiyud ha'ra. It's not like that in its nature something, a nevuah about something good is more likely to occur than something that is bad. Ki kamo shemidas adin nosenes sha'miyud ha'ra. Just like Midas Sedin says that when Hashem says something bad is going to happen to you, kishiyetiv ma'asov, when you do tshuva, yikra gzardino, your negative gzardin is ripped up. Kain ro'oi, so too it is fitting. Sham yud hatov, that if Hashem says something good is going to happen to you, kashiyira yiyara mima'alolov, shechata'av yimna'u hatov mimeno, that if you then start doing averos after you get a nevuah, something's good going to happen to you, and then you become a rasha, it makes sense that those chatam should make it that the good thing won't happen either. There should be no difference between these two. And it's a pasuk Rega, and the pasuk says, "Rega adaber al goy, val mamlacha livnos milin toa." I will say for a second, I'm going to do good to a certain nation, and to a kingdom, I will raise them up, and they will be planted. And then they go ahead and do averus. To not listen to me, and I'll change my mind. I won't do good to them. So you see, Hashem can go back on doing good to someone if they become a Russia. But if you keep what he just said, that there should be no difference between good nevuas and bad nevuas, so then it should come out that every nevua is always in flux. Then there's no way to test a navi, whether a navi is a real navi or a fake navi. So there's no way to test if you can trust what a Nabi said, because maybe it didn't happen because the people did tshuva, or if it was a good nevua, maybe it didn't happen because the people did averus. So there has to be, he just told you that it should be all nevuas can be not true if the people do tshuva or do averus. So that, and then you'll never know who's a good Navi. So there has to be something that, if they say it's going to happen, it's for sure going to happen. There has to be some way to test a Navi. Something that will never change. If a Navi said it's going to happen, it's for sure going to happen. And since Hashem does not want this to happen by nevuas for bad, Hashem doesn't want to have a thing where if Hashem says something bad is going to happen, it's for sure going to happen. It is not God's way to do bad to people who do tshuva. If so, we are forced that the good nevuas should happen no matter what, even if the person does evil afterwards. Because if not, there will be no way to test if a Navi is telling the truth or not, is a true Navi or not. But because the only reason to make it that Nebuah is about good things happening should be true, even if a person does have errors, the only reason to have that be true is not because Be'etzim it should be true, but just so that there's something to test a Navi with. So then if that need is not there, then we should go back to its natural state. And that would be, so then nevuah is about good, should be able to change just like yudim that are bad. If there's no need for testing a navi somehow, then it should be that both nevuahs can be changed. Piyaduan, it's known, shein makom lehechrech elak asher yuadu hayudim ayde navi nischayev lishmo elav. So therefore, there'd be no point in having a nevuah that could test someone if we're not trying to test someone, as in if it didn't come from a navi that we have to listen to. Like there's a mitzvah that says va'amar elav tishmo. There's a pasuk lamashal that says you must listen to the navi. So the fact that there's a mitzvah to listen to the navi, there has to be a way to test the navi to know if he's the guy we should listen to. But let's say the avos, that we're not in this realm. What I mean to say is, they're not the neviim that we have to listen to, and they're not that kind of navi that there's a mitzvah to listen to. So then, with regard to the avos, because there was no one who had a mitzvah to listen to the navi, listen to Avram, well, he wasn't that kind of navi. So for people like them, it should be that whatever nevuah said to them specifically, so they should be, even good nevuah should be able to change for them. So good things that are supposed to happen to them, that they say are going to happen, should also have the possibility of changing. Unless you have this action, the pol demyoni, this little action, that makes that the good or bad nevuahs will for sure happen. Okay, again, so just to summarize what the Ran is saying, the Ran Shita is that nevuahs about bad happening, so those can change. Unless you, again, have this pole, unless you do this action that sort of starts the Xera occurring, so then the nevuah for sure is going to happen. Other than that, if a nevuah that something bad is going to happen to someone, that can change, because the person could do tshuva. However, nevuahs about something good happening, That can never change, even without any fancy actions. And a vuvuzela about something good happening to someone will for sure happen. And the reason why it for sure has to happen is not because it, in and of itself, it makes sense to be that way, because it really should be that if Hashem said something good is going to happen to someone, and they do averos, they should not have that good thing happen to them anymore. But the Ran says they have to. Hashem had to make it this way so that there's things that we know that we could test a Navi with. We could know if he's a true Navi, because if he says something good's going to happen, we know if it sure has to happen, and that's how we test if he's a good Navi, and there's going to be no excuses, well, maybe the guy did a virus later. No, no, no. When Hashem said something's good's going to happen, it's for sure going to happen. However, he had asked on the Ramban, what about by Avram? We see Avram had to do actions, even about good things, to make it that they're for sure going to happen, like getting Eretz Yisrael. Avram had to do actions to make it be Mekuyim, that it would for sure happen, and that's about... And those are nevuahs about good things happening to Avram. So why did he have to do actions there? So that the Ran is answering that since there was no one who was relevant to should we listen to the nevuah of Avram, or is Avram a true Navi? So since there was no one that was relevant to, so by Avram, it goes back to the regular state of affairs, since it's not relevant to him checking if he's a good Navi or not. We go back to the regular state of affairs, where that is, even good nevuahs, if someone does averos, should not come true. And therefore, Hashem had to, with Avram's nevuah, make it that there was some kind of action done to start the good nevuah happening, so that that would for sure happen in the future. Okay, this is probably a good place to stop, and we'll take it up next week.